Sometimes running a business can feel like cycling uphill with square wheels.
Underwater.
But Xero Online Accounting Software can help predict the future cash flow of your business, so you can stay one step ahead. Soon it'll feel more like freewheeling downhill.
Woohoo!
On a tandem.
All right, mate.
With a masseur on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Search Xero with an X, because healthy business is beautiful business.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing weekly podcast. Are you right there, Suns?
Great, thanks.
You right, Gav?
Yeah, good.
Harry's here. Harry, did you enjoy this week?
Oh, I've had a belting time, John.
Is it considered a good job within the building to get this gig?
Is there any prestige to it?
As the front of house on the thing.
Oh, yeah, it's the one they all want. It's the blue ribboned event.
No, but is it the one they all want? So, where are all these producers? No, where are they all around?
They.
Where is this land of want that they inhabit?
They're just queuing up, John.
No, where are they corralled? Because as far as I can make out, this you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, and little size here, is it? Little, are you right?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, all good.
And how's having two under three? Yeah, is it good at home, is it?
He's got a hunted look in his eye, hasn't he?
I notice, even though you are producing this week and everything, but you have been in even earlier than required.
And staying quite late as well.
It's a nice, it's a nice thing for you, staying late.
Yeah.
It's telling, isn't it?
What have you told him? There's these competitions on, you've got to get right.
I've got a lot on.
No, the thing is, it's 20 things to 20K. So 20 seconds, 20K, and then we've got to get it right. And I've got to take them through compliance.
I saw him in the pub and he was like saying into his phone, they need me for three more hours.
Yeah, I know, I'm gutted.
Yeah.
And now they just turn around and say, well, they've all got to do compliance.
And he was there with his little cocktail.
And he said, no, Ofcom have just got someone. Ofcom have. And then at that point he went, oh, what's that, darling? No, I was just telling you. Anyway, this week, we discuss whether you'd rather have a lamb or a Lambo.
Yeah, important question.
Brand new game, lamb or Lambo. Also, I'm afraid that one was pretty unanimous. We all wanted Lambos. No one wanted lamb.
They're not practical,
No. The team learned that, unfortunately, Southend has fallen.
Yep.
And it's Gav versus Sunter in Play Your Cards Right as they try and work out the worst workplace for extramarital affairs.
Mm.
Enjoy.
Radio X.
Hey guys,
what?
4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you so much for joining us on a Monday. So I was in Tenerife. There's a couple of things in Tenerife that are fantastic. But one of the things is at the hotel I stay at, there is a funicular.
What's that?
Oh, funicular. I love a funicular.
I love a funicular.
Do you?
There's a funicular.
What is it, like a breakfast item?
No, a funicular is, yes. And
two plates of funicular, please.
But I like mine runny. Yeah. Anyway, can I have quite...
A runny funicular?
Can I have quite a crispy?
But crispy round the edge, charred. Runny in the middle.
Anyway, no, a funicular is a, since you asked, Gavin, is a... It's a monorail cable car. In fact, it goes down a mountain.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean. They're at that weird angle, like they're always doing a wheelie.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, if you like, so that you're always level as you go down.
Yeah.
There's always a jolt at the bottom.
Right.
And you always have to say, but if the operator's good, there's no jolt. And then you go, oi! No, but they always have a jolt at the bottom. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it had a funicular there, but as the week went on, this got more and more popular. Obviously, more and more people arriving.
Mm. Yeah.
People taking their kids out of school a bit early. Avoid the half-term rush. And,
sure.
And that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, in our work-from-home culture, there's no reason to even adhere to term times.
Mm-hmm.
Just pitch up in the holidays.
Mm.
You know, work it always. Anyway, just make up a week in the holidays.
Right.
They go to school next week.
Third
no
term.
Teachers there. Anyway. So there's this funicular. Anyway, the queues are getting increasingly big. And also, you find, if you're on holiday, especially if you're all-inclusive, you're lying in a bit more in the mornings.
Of course.
Yeah.
As you take advantage of that.
Mm.
You know, first morning you're there, for some reason you're up at like 6.
Yeah.
You're just alone at breakfast.
You're there as the breakfast arrives.
And you're going, on the doors, oi!
Sausages!
What do you mean? You've done, I can see the scrambled egg! Right. Sausages! Anyway, so, yeah, you're at the door, Gav, going, sausages! And then you find out the sausage is always a disappointment.
Always, yeah, yeah.
And you, and also you get that thing when you get to the canteen, you, and this place has got lids on things. You know where to put the lid while you're spooning the stuff up.
Yeah, right. And everything gets a bit steamed.
Yes.
I don't like
and
that.
And you think, well, I don't know where to put the lid. You're standing there with like a shield with your sort of
like a Roman soldier.
And, you, and it doesn't, you, for some reason, you say, anyway. So I want to get a good place on the beach, and you get a, from where the funicular goes down, the funicular station.
Yeah.
You can look down, you can see exactly the layout of the sunbed. So there's, you know what's going on. There was a big queue there.
Right.
So I'm thinking, with all these people there, I'm not going to get any of those really decent ones where, because I like to, I like to stick Milton in the shade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously, even though I was there on a, you know, gigathon,
yeah,
a terathon round the, you know, I had to take the family along, yeah, you know, even though I was mainly there for sport,
yeah, sure.
You know what I mean, Gav?
Of course, yeah, you know, yeah.
Even
competitive.
Though I was, even
it's competitive,
though I was obviously there for the Gamma Max Gamma Core Festival,
but, sure.
So I like a nice shady spot for Milton, so he can play on the sand with his dinosaurs and do all that. You know, it's a big sandbox for him. It's fine. He can't go anywhere. He's frightened of the sea, and there's a cliff at the other end. Trapped.
Perfect.
Ha-ha. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
And Vanessa doesn't like her face in the sun because she thinks it's aging. So
yeah, yeah.
So I was just, and I was, I don't mind. I go full out in a thong.
Sure, you, of course you do.
Like
swim. Yeah.
I like to swim. I like to dive off rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've got more colour on you than the sausages in the buffet.
Right,
breakfast.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because I'm outdoor type, aren't I? I'm always. I'm like a rock ape. Yeah. Going on those things. Literally, it's like Gibraltar.
Oh, you do love your rock.
There he is. There he is. That's that man. Literally, it's like Tarzan's in the gaff. Anyway, so I've thought I'm going to race the funicular.
Mm. What?
Because I suddenly thought, well, there's a big queue for it. By the time everyone gets down there, I can see all the decent ones are gone.
Right.
Wow. I'll go
is
down.
It down a mountain?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a Victorian man versus machine competition.
I'll go down. But the weird thing is I completely, because it goes off around the cliff, I completely didn't anticipate. And also, there were some people there I was bantering with. I would say, yeah, I'll beat you down there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, no, I've really got to.
Now you have to.
This is
a
guy from Manchester.
Uh-huh.
He says, you won't, it's faster.
No
you
chance,
won't, you won't
mate.
Do it. You won't do it, mate. And you have an heart attack. Note, an heart attack.
Yeah.
Anyway, so which is correct, actually. And not that I had a heart attack, I mean the grammar.
Sure.
And it snakes down, obviously, this thing, that the stairs don't go down the same thing.
Of
so
course.
There I am, really going down.
And you had to go for
with
it,
my
man.
Dodgy right knee, really going down. And it's zigzagging.
It's steep as
and
well.
And each time I get to, you know, the other end of it, I can see where the funicular is.
The hairpin.
No,
each
really
time. With your ligaments as well, impressive.
Right.
Changing direction and everything. Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm really going fast. But by the time I get to the bottom, I just beat the funicular.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I just beat it. Yeah, but I'm really...
Were you vomiting?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to die. Yeah, right. This is going down as well, so it's a bit... You know, I mean, it's a good joke. Obviously, it wouldn't knock me up. And I thought I was going to die, but then I've got to go and get the towels, and I've got to look like it was no sweat.
And you weren't over
breathing. So the Manchester lot are now behind me in the queue. They've just arrived. They'll go...
It's fine.
Did you get the sunbed you wanted?
Got the sunbed,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
I tell you,
did.
For a while there, it was run. Radio X. Okay, very quickly.
Go on.
Sitting down all day.
Yes.
Mm. All you need is 22 minutes exercise.
What?
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Just 22 minutes of exercise per day of brisk walking, housework or jogging can offset the negative health effects of spending most of your day sitting down. Now, we've had this report 4 times this year already. More, in fact.
Right.
But every month, they tell you, 20 minutes walking every day.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But get this. Therapy can be as good for you in another another page. Therapy can be as good for you as working out.
Oh.
Really?
So if you're sitting down all day, just get therapy.
Right.
No need to walk anywhere.
Well, and you get healthier. You get fitter.
I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this article here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on.
And I'm going to rip that out of page 15 of the Times.
Yes.
And I'm going to put it face down
on
that article there, and I'm going to see which one wins.
That's a
great idea.
And when I come back, I'm going to let them fight it out, because I'm left now lost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no way.
Right.
It's impossible.
Because if you're sitting down all day, can you just go and have a 45 minutes therapy? You go and sit down in another room.
Mm.
Just talk about your problems.
Or maybe you have to walk while you're doing your therapy. 20 minutes of walking whilst doing therapy.
What if you're a therapist?
Oh, man. What can you do?
Right.
Yeah. Because you can't be helped.
It says 20 minutes of therapy, but
I think for them, they have to exercise.
Exactly right, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you ready for this?
Go on.
Or just do therapy on a Peloton.
Peloton therapy.
Oh.
Don't, because someone will make literally hundreds of millions of pounds out of
They won't,
idea.
Gaff. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
I was really pleased when I read this. A concert violinist. Remember earlier in the year we had that conductor attack?
Yes.
That soloist.
For walking on the wrong side of the stage. That's right.
After he was, the conductor was pointing in that direction.
He pointed
there. We did it for Morgan Wise, isn't it?
Yeah. It's awesome. It's one of the best sight gags ever.
It's Morgan Wise.
It is, yeah.
Because he must be also listening to him as well. He's mate, Prince Charles. He's bound to be pompous and deluded.
Definitely po-faced.
Yes,
po-faced. Definitely.
Sort of weird.
Which is where that gag works even better.
Yes.
So good.
So, a concert. Well, there's no more pompous. An alpha male, apart from pilots.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Commercial pilots, that is, not the Red Arrows. You're right, lads.
Yeah. Then a conductor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Oh, even more than a sculptor.
Oh.
By miles.
Oh, conductors, it's ridiculous. They like to tap a baton and everyone's quiet.
I know.
And respectful. When really, you can follow the first violinist, just follow his bow, he conducts much
just
better.
Tap along.
Okay, you ready?
Go on.
Yeah, all you need is an oboe and a first violin. That's the orchestra exactly. Done. They can tune up and they can waltz.
They just want crazy hair and a pony.
Let's have a waltz here! Okay, you ready for this? A concert violinist has put rat poison in his 93-year-old mother's coffee.
Why?
And cake.
No.
And offered a toxin-laced garlic dip to two of his friends. Unfortunately, he's been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, he's the leader of the Schleswig-Holstein Symphony Orchestra. It used to be Denmark, didn't it? But now it's Germany. I think it's been Germany since 1864. Mm. Anyway, he fell out with his music director. He was demoted and he admitted that in a fit of anger, he bought Brodifacoum, typically used as a pesticide. And he said he disposed of it, but he's used it to try and poison his mother.
God, the artistic ego is a fragile thing, isn't it?
There we go.
He was furious.
I'm just saying, if you are dealing with a violinist today, tread a bit carefully.
Sensitive mob. It's very close to the word violence.
It is, yes. Yeah. And lastly, I was amazed at this. Get this, yeah?
Go on.
Reports of antisocial behaviour have dropped by more than a third in hotspot areas where they've got extra police patrols.
You are joking.
No.
How can this make sense of any kind?
It turns out that actually that thing that became really unfashionable, which they used to call a police presence.
Yes.
Turns out it has an effect.
So there are less incidents.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because
who'd have ever thought that?
Yes.
It's a mystery.
I just thought the best thing for that surely is just old women knocking on the glass and going, "Keep it down."
That's right. That's what I thought.
And also frightened citizens
and maybe,
not saying anything.
That's right. And maybe a centralised police force that you can sort of email.
Yes.
I thought that's how you fixed everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want a police state, but we want a state that's policed, right?
Sure.
All right, there you go.
You were up at 4, baking pastries at 5, and open at 6. 100th cappuccino by 8, 200th customer by 9, and there's still 12 hours to go. That's why you need a business broadband that works as hard as you do. Introducing Sky Business. With 4G internet backup and our stay connected guarantee, that's better business. To find out more, visit skybusiness.com. Sky Fibre only, 30-second 4G activation or one-off credit. New customers, pro plus packs only. T's and C's apply.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thang.
So, guys, I on the plane on the way back, I was watching from this is from Tenerife. Mm. I was watching Anthony Bourdain because it's just good to watch kind of travel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sort of love to hate him, but sometimes I love him.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm watching, sometimes he's a bit arrogant.
Mm.
And he says the way he says beer kind of annoys me sometimes.
Right.
And the way he drops his G's really annoys me. But he is the best at what he does.
Sure.
But anyway, in the absence of Keith Floyd, he's all we've got.
Yeah.
So I was watching the Anthony Bourdain. He's a travel foodie. He used to be a chef. If you haven't seen him, he's on Amazon Prime. He's also on Yesterday Channel. Or no, not Yesterday. I forget what it's on. One of those sort of.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in Colombia and he was interviewing this Colombian guy in an old gang neighborhood. Mm. And the guy's talking about, I just seen the subtitle. This is just Roland. It says that deadly combination of ignorance and guns, which got me thinking then. As soon as I got off, I started looking at deadly combinations. You know, that deadly combination of looking out the window and seeing that the arm hasn't come yet to the plane. You're sort of thinking, there's now going to be a build up because the other flight's coming in with the passport thing. So I was thinking that deadly combination of a delay there and the passport queue.
Yeah.
And when I got home, I'm still looking around now for deadly combinations.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, deadly combinations. I'd be interested in people, what they see as a deadly combination. Anyway, when I get back, I tell you what turned out to be the deadly combination after we fought our way through the taxi rank, because we're then... The deadly combination is Vanessa, my partner, we're on a return from... the combination of return from holiday and Milton now being in bed, and her then putting her feet up and just going to recordings.
Oh, to see what's stored up now,
And suddenly now I've got a night now of the sort of stuff she watches.
A week of stuff.
A week of reality.
And Towie and
Married at First. Sorry, Miffs. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a deadly combination.
Sure.
Yeah.
Johnny, my dangerous combo is hot curry sauce and a couple of pickled eggs with my fish and chips. It's not immediately dangerous. Yes, we get it, Glenn. Thank you very much. We're not doing any more ones that just involve gastro.
That's not necessary.
Deadly combination. You ready for this?
Go on.
Soft cheese and wine. Orgasmic high cholesterol death. A delicious way to die.
He's right.
If you could choose the manner of your own execution.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you say...
Cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine.
I'd try it.
No, but they put you in a cell and that's it. They've just got...
they keep going till you pass away.
He's been in there for 24 years, he has.
Get some more brie.
He's on death row, just smells of fine cooking. Everyone gets the principle. They can't change the law.
I'm not going anywhere till you bring the Petrus.
How would you choose to die? Fine wine and the best cheeses known to humanity. Yeah, right. What you got there? Dr. S.
Mark from Kings Hill says his deadly combination is a soldier and payday and follows up with numerous pints of beer emojis.
That's a classic,
and I can tell you what you could throw at that as well. A sailor. And then that's a deadly.
Oh,
that's a deadly trip. We're only looking at two. We can't throw sailors in.
Yeah.
Don't, because you can put a sailor with anything.
Yes.
And that's a deadly combination.
Oh, straight away, yeah.
Sailors, DIY. Sailor and cheese.
Even if you just said sailor and bouncy castle.
Yeah, I'm
still dangerous.
Sailor, shoes. Flip-flops.
Cushion.
It doesn't matter. Stephen, the sailor is deadly, isn't it? Sorry, since I said your mum was a sailor.
Yeah,
but actually, I notice you're not disagreeing.
I'm not. Yeah.
Just not scared of anything. Yeah, you'll
notice. Daughter. Right, yeah. There we go. Deadly combination. Right, here we go. What you got there, Suns?
I love this one and totally agree. Deadly combination, bottomless brunch and the girls.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's a winner.
So good.
Deadly combinations, old people and a handful of coins. Please. Especially they're at the counter in front of you. Gav, what do you got?
Any male and a Skelextric track.
Yes.
That is a deadly combination.
Well, do you know something?
Doesn't matter the age of the male.
Yes.
There will be a session.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you something. There's been a major evolution in Skelextric.
What?
If you go to their website, which I did last week.
Mm.
Oh, yes. You told me about
thinking
this.
Thinking about presents, my godson. No, they've now got Magna tracks.
Oh, man.
Which means they don't just spin off the track.
Right.
They've developed a way that doesn't hamper the speed, that keeps them...
Stuck to the track.
The track.
Wow.
You can race.
You can just... I mean, it takes a bit of the skill, but there wasn't enough...
Subtlety in the throttle.
Thank you, Gavin. Nice that you got that just by my trigger
gesture.
I did.
Oh, yeah, you
mind
subtlety with the throttle, just for the
whole show where you just,
trigger.
You just explained what I was doing. Yes, okay. Dr. S.
Paul Jeremy in New Southgate says, a deadly combination is a big pub lunch followed by a 3.5-hour Scorsese movie.
No, you're not going to make it.
You're never going to make it past 90
minutes.
It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Luckily, you've seen them all, so it doesn't really matter.
Sure.
Scorsese films, they may as well just attach the beginning to the end, just loop them. Or just start cutting them up in any order. Because it becomes, it's a bit like some Will Ferrell comedies. It just becomes a series of sketches. It doesn't really matter about
it's
the
just
plot,
little set pieces.
Plot
yeah.
All I know is in Goodfellas, it's sort of sad when it gets all hectic.
Right.
You just want to just see their sort of what I call their runnings, don't you? You just want to see just more scenes,
more
of them just being wise guys,
scenes,
and shiny suits and hanging out in the cab stand. What you got there, Kev?
This one's understandably anonymous. It just says the most deadly combination is my mum and any minor inconvenience.
That's fantastic. Here's a beaut for you, yeah? Hi, Gav. Hi, Johnny, Gavin, Sunter. Sorry, little shy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. They seem to... I don't know why they do leave you off a lot of the text, don't they?
Do, yeah.
Although you do get quite a lot of individual ones sent in, particularly.
Those are different.
Particularly
yeah,
on Fridays.
Yeah, sure.
Like quite a dedicated bit. Yeah. Anyway, hi, Johnny, Gavin, Sunter, Deadly Combinations, a bloke, a few pints, and fridge magnet letters.
Oh,
man. That's a recipe for disaster.
Partner's response, oh, grow up, will you? What are you, 12? says Nige of Barnsley. Can I just tell you, Nige, that's absolutely beautiful work. Isn't that a lovely bit of work,
it
guys?
Really is.
It's a lovely bit
it
of work.
Really
it's a
is,
great
yeah.
bit of work. What you got there, Gav?
We need to spare a thought for Craig in Aberdeen because he says his deadly combination is an express train and being stuck in the same carriage as a baby who's clearly filled his nappy.
Nice.
He says he wishes he had had COVID right now.
Nice, that's nice, right, yeah. nice. I bet he does. Yeah, yeah.
You can't change carriages on those express trains.
No, happened to me, row one. When you're a bit smug because speedy boarding, you get row one.
Oh, on the plane, yeah.
Yeah, EasyJet. Yeah. And sitting there, and suddenly you sort of realise...
Uh-oh.
Oh, a second, this is...
There's a smell of...
And also, this is the quieter loo, isn't it? People still stay away from this one by force of habit, because normally it's business class.
Sure.
Oh, my God, man.
Was it a business class odour?
No, no, I just... Suddenly, row one really lost its luster.
Yeah.
It really did.
It will.
No, because there's no...
No compartmentalisation?
No, bulkhead.
No, right.
Or is that in snooker?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's bulk.
Am I getting my...
bulkhead.
Am I getting my...
That's bulk.
Oh, I know. Sorry, I sometimes get my parts of the plane muddled up with my bits of the snooker.
Yes, yes.
Muddled up with my...
Easily done.
Yeah, my snooker. Thank you so much for all your deadly combinations. Great work.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Catfish in the Bottle Bed. 7, during which we compared it to the chord structure of Purple Rain.
It has got some similarities.
It's got some real similarities, and Gavin was then telling us about how painful it is to actually play Purple
There's
Rain.
There's a couple of chords there that really hurt, because it's a slow tune and you've got to hold the chord for ages.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing an interview with Wendy Melvoin, who said that he once just left
She
her.
Played it, didn't she?
She did, yeah. And he left her playing it at a gig once for like 10 minutes to sort of build while he was, not dancing, but it was just kept going round and round. She said she almost couldn't play it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it was so painful.
But he's a strange bloke with his sort of practical jokes. Kim Basinger used to tell a story about how Prince called her up.
Yeah.
Didn't he never even met her?
Right.
Called her up, found her hotel room where she was staying, called her up. And they had like, you know, quite a sexy phone chat.
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm going to fly to my gig."
Right.
Like this. I mean, it was apparently it was quite. You know, this was really beyond the you know the usual the chat they had.
Yeah.
In terms of what Prince was saying and what she was. You know. It was, this is back in the day again.
Sure.
And so he's reserved her tickets. He says, "You got to come." And
he's flown her to a gig.
Flown her all the way to the gig. Put her in the front row.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's leant down past her and says, "Come and see me afterwards." She's gone to his dressing room afterwards and he's flown off.
What?
She's gone.
He's flown away?
He's flown, he's gone. He said maybe another time.
What a tease.
What a tease.
Yeah, right. And he kept talking. No, she did it to about 3 gigs in a row. He says, "It'll be this one, I just got fed up." And he's never, in the end, they never met. But he kept flying to gigs.
They never actually met?
No.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, but also,
I kind of love that power move.
Yeah, but he also did another even weird one. I was once next to David Furnish at my wedding.
Mm.
And he's saying that Prince, he said he asked Elton, shall I tell the story? Yeah, I can tell the story, it's fine.
Go on.
He'd asked Elton, he says, "Get up on stage, I want to jam with you."
Right. Yeah. So Prince invited Elton to come up.
Assemble your crew.
Go on.
Electric Boogaloo 5. Yeah. He said, "I really want to jam with you."
Yeah.
And Elton goes, "Yeah, sure." Because Elton can fantastic piano player, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he can play anything. And so he got up. They're waiting on the, you know, waiting to go on. He's waiting to go on. He said, he wants to do Long and Winding Road.
Right.
And he goes, "It's not one of my tunes." He goes, Prince says, "Doesn't matter, Prince is going to work today." He says, "It's going to be fine." You know, Elton was actually the first pianist for the Beatles, weirdly. So when you hear piano on early Beatles tunes,
I didn't know that.
Elton. Sorry, that's Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, a real surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's Elton, yeah. So he's got up on stage to jam with Prince to Long and Winding Road.
Yeah.
He's all ready. And they said, "Don't worry about the lyrics, Elton. That'll be up on screens for you." They've got it all there.
Right.
And he's turned around. Yeah, Prince is gone.
You're kidding.
No, he's just left him there to do a number.
To sing long and winding road.
On his own.
Impromptu. On his own. With no rehearsal. Not even 10 minutes in the room to work the chords out.
Nothing.
That's unbelievable. I think that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. What a showbiz.
Alone and winding road.
And he's Prince and the crew are out back laughing their heads off.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of it, he says he left him on there to sort of bit for it. And his band really play like sax. And so it's regularly so he's had to milk it out for about 20 minutes. And at the end of it, Prince has just kind of gone, "Help John, ladies and gentlemen."
Amazing.
Walked out.
You know you love getting Christmas decks from TK Maxx?
Yeah.
You'll go chestnuts for HomeSense.
Have they got baubles?
Yeah. And loads of fancy glasses and candles too.
Is it still up to 60% less?
It's like TK Maxx for home, course it is.
Grab me coat.
There's no place like HomeSense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Right, guys.
Yes.
Now, shall I tell you my Bobby Charlton story, or shall I save it for the kickabout?
Ooh.
Oh, you've teased us now.
Mm. Well, no, but it's a bit more sporting.
Sure. Mm. It is.
And also, I'm looking to drive listeners to that Saturday slot.
Yeah.
And it is, I've got to tell you, it is a classic. But it's up to Big Si, our leader. Simon, what should I do? What do you think the boys and girls will want?
Thumb up.
You're saying now. Okay, here's what happened.
Go on.
So, Bobby Charlton scored that. I've always felt a real affinity. Mm. Not an affinity, but a thing. Mm. A magical connection. And I'm not trying to make this all about me, yeah? Because I'm obsessed with the Charlton brothers generally.
Sure.
And Jack, a bit more specifically. But Bobby, Bobby scored one of the greatest goals England players ever scored, I think. Although that Rashford one was pretty spectacular the other day.
Mm.
But he scored the most fantastic goal against Mexico in the qualifying stages of the 1966 World Cup, which, of course, we won, even though we won it, just in case Scottish people are listening, against a country that no longer exists. Yeah. And that we might not have beaten if they'd also had the East bit.
Yeah.
But he scored this absolutely fantastic goal, but I was born during that game.
Mm.
So it's always quite weird watching it. I sort of think, well, that could have been the moment. And I was born at home, so it was on the TV there.
It was happening while it was happening.
Yeah, my mum was a nurse, so she delivered me herself.
Right.
And my dad rather ham-fistedly helped her snip the cord. Anyway, cut to 1996. So 30 years, almost to the day later, right?
Yeah.
It was Euro 96. And I was flying from Manchester. I'd just done some quiz show or something in Manchester.
Yeah.
And I was flying down and I was watching the England-Germany game, I think, that evening.
Yeah.
And I was on the plane and I was in row one. Yeah, I think it was a British Caledonian plane from Manchester. I was at Manchester to London, and there was a gap.
Mm.
You know, I was in the aisle seat, and there was a lady in the window seat. And there was a gap in the middle, and they were just about to shut the doors, and she's gone. You hang on there, love. My husband's coming. He only comes on at the last minute. He's nervous about flying.
Aww.
Right,
and Bobby Charlton came in.
Oh my God!
And came and sat there, and he's like he's so iconic. He came and sat there. I thought, yeah, big Bobby's nervous about flying. And then it suddenly dawned on me.
Yeah.
He was in Munich 58. He was pulled out.
Yeah, yeah,
he was pulled out of the wreckage. Oh, and I'm now sitting next to Bobby Charlton on a plane.
Wow.
And how significant it was. And at the time, it made me, I don't know, I just feel crazily emotional about the experience. It was just really strange about a man who's actually been there then. He's on a plane and I'm there. I can look at my thigh and his thigh, and he's still big and powerful, and that's just me.
Yeah,
that was him. And I suddenly thought, there he is on this plane. It just was one of those moments in life that had so much sort of meaning. There was so much,
a bit of a sledgehammer, isn't it?
You know,
yeah,
so much derivative meaning for me being a sort of a bit Chelsea about it, and sort of then suddenly realizing, oh yeah, Bobby's nervous about, of course. And I suddenly, the significance just like a hammer blow, you know, like Gav says. And quite upsetting,
I bet. Yeah,
that sort of shift in context and contextual momentum, as I call it.
Mm.
And what change it was, really heavyweight. And so I was sitting there and breakfast came round. So early in the morning flight. It's when they used to do, like, you know, cornflakes in business.
Yeah.
And they had cornflakes and like that. And we're sitting there and he was holding his wife's hand.
Yeah.
And that just made me really kind of, you know, quite emotional.
Yeah.
And then I was just looking at his And we took off, and I had quite a big night. And I sort of nailed my breakfast quite quick, and I just kept glancing at his, and he hadn't touched it.
Yeah.
And his wife, Bobby's missus, just gone, "Oh, go on, Bobby, give him his breakfast. You can't take his eyes off. It's like a seagull." Like this. So Bobby's gone, "Here you go," and he's given me his breakfast. And I said, "John, it's really weird. I've just literally been reading a book about you." Mm. And he goes, "Which one was it?" And there's a book called The Far Corner, or The Top Left Corner.
Yeah.
Which is about football in the Northeast. He's from like Addington or Ashington or whatever.
Right, yeah.
He's from up there, Northumberland, actually. Mm. But it's all about football in that region.
Yeah.
And I should remember the author's name because it's a brilliant book. It's Harry something.
Right.
But it was a book out at the time. And it was outstanding. And he was really interested in this book.
He says, what's it called?
And he made a note of it.
Yeah.
You know, and you could see he was going to be really interested to go back and read this.
Wow.
The top... See if you can find it, Gav, because it's a great read.
Harry Pearson,
of course.
The Far Corner,
there we go. Mm. And it's a collection.
A Maisie Dribble
around the... There you go. That's where I got it.
Wow.
I didn't even know where I got it. A Maisie Dribble around the Northeast for football.
Yeah.
And it's a most fantastic book, but it also talks about the club, Bishop Auckland, who, of course, when they had the air crash...
Mm. Yeah.
And I was talking, I suddenly realised... It talks specifically about that club, and of course that club is the club that lent them players for their next game after the 58 air crash. So there's an even more sort of special connection between the two. And it was just really nice conversation about it. He was so interested, and his love of football really came across, and the most fantastic energy in his eyes, and just a sort of... A love of the game. You could see about the night, about England, but he cared about it in a different way from me. It was like his family.
Mm. Yeah,
it's my country, you know, and it really felt like that about England. Anyway, and I'm sure it's the same about Man United, but a tremendous man, and certainly someone's pointed out you make a lot of playing journalists. It's not surprising you sat down next to him, but it really was. It was exceptional, and that mood change when it occurred to me that, of course, he's nervous about flying was massive. Anyway, sadly missed. If you can hear me in the ether, God bless you. And thank you very much for giving me your breakfast that morning, if only because your wife prompted you. But you weren't doing anything with the cornflakes anyway.
No.
This is it.
Level 23.
Level 24.
25.
Final.
Final. Final round.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
go. Almost. Oh!
Help. Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode.
Oh, yes!
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 Whoa! Yes!
And boost your broadband, even when everyone's online. Search EE Game.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Gav!
Yes?
I just got back, obviously, Tenerife.
Yeah.
8 hours on a plane with a three-year-old.
Yes.
Unfortunately... both flights we couldn't get, despite booking quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
And me being in charge of moving seats and seat allocation.
Right, yeah.
My seat was separate from theirs.
Was it? Were you forced to sit separately from your good lady and her three-year-old?
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
What was the distance? Are we talking three rows? Or?
Well, on the way back it was, yes.
Yeah.
On the way back I was... Yeah, but on the way there it was one row.
Oh, wow.
So I could still turn around and be reassuring.
And shush them now and again.
Keep him under control.
But, it was touch and go for a while.
I bet it was.
I begged the stewardess. But do you know, it's not policy, as the guy next door to me as well, he found himself in the same predicament.
Was it like a brotherhood of sorts?
And
was there no small measure of resentment at the other end of the
flight?
He'd done
the seats, but was strangely seven rows away from his wife. And he was a Millwall fan. And the tourist on the way back, he was unfortunately in the same terrible predicament, but it was just his missus. Which is something which he said, which is, Jeff, as he said, for me, harder to explain.
Fascinating.
Anyway, it was fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We drowned our sorrows.
Sure, you made do. Yeah. With some drinks. Some cold drinks.
Yeah, some drinks.
Yeah. I think it's easier, you're just ordering for yourself, aren't
you? No, I think he sent some back to his wife.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's good of him. Yeah, that's good of him.
It was not in business class. No, I'm kidding. Right, an allegedly foolproof mathematical formula has been produced to unburden flights of unburden parents of mid-flight outbursts this half term, delaying a toddler's tantrum by 2 hours and 9 minutes. Ooh. Not enough on a 4-hour flight. That'll get you to south of France.
Yeah.
It'll
get you quite a few places in Europe.
More than Spain. You get to Barcelona in that time.
Yeah. About it.
You certainly get.
Oh, your Amsterdams, your Belgiums, they're all safe.
Oh, yes.
Your northern.
Oh,
European,
the Low Countries.
And your Scandi countries, you're all good. Yeah.
You get into the Low Countries. Well, depends where you fly for, Scandinavia.
That's true. Yeah.
That's no duck walks.
Well, they got their scanners. They got everything.
Tracking you. Anyway.
Yeah.
And you got scanners.
Forget about 13.5.
Forget about 13.5.
Go on.
As I said to Vanessa, I've taken care of this personally.
Yeah, of course.
A fellow at Oxford University has analysed a survey of more than 2,000 parents coming up with a series of solutions to stop sky-high tantrums.
Right.
Oh, really? Well, we like solutions.
Yeah.
ASDA has commissioned the study. They found that 63% of parents feel anxious about taking off for their half-term holiday flight. Actually, I felt that.
Did you? That anxiety? Yes. Right.
But I also felt that release.
When you realise what the seating
was. It wasn't so much my problem.
did you not think, like, to swap at some point?
No one would swap.
No, that just wouldn't happen.
No, I mean with Vanessa. I mean with Vanessa, your partner, so she could be on her own and you could be with Milton for a bit.
Leave me with the child.
What are you talking about, Santa?
If Milton had
kicked off, could you have turned around and gone, shh?
or gone to the guy next week and got children, eh?
Bloody kids, eh?
Really are. And then, right at the end of the flight, he'd be stunned to find out it was my
own. It was your child,
no, of course I switched around.
Yeah,
Of course you did.
Yes, I did. When any time Vanessa wanted to go to the loo, I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was doing like 2-3 minutes at a time since.
Yeah. One in three parents admitted to choosing a less convenient mode of transport.
Right.
Bus, ferry, trains or boats.
Yeah. So
keep toddlers off trains, please. To avoid the embarrassment of their children's tantrums.
Yeah, but that just means you've got longer embarrassment.
Yeah, and also that's still going to cause a lot of problems.
Of course they will. I've done ferries, trains, they're all the same.
Anyway, do you want to know the best way to keep children... Look, little silent.
He needs to know. He's got two young children.
Two under two.
Yeah, right, right.
Are you ready, little subject? I'll tell you. Oh, maybe I'll keep some for myself.
Is it gin? Do you have to give them gin?
Imagine if I just took this bit of the newspaper and ate it. Here we go. To counter boredom, Harry interested as well with a little
one.
Yeah,
he's listening. Oh, he's fully meerkatting from behind the screen.
I bet they are in the office as well.
Yeah, everyone
needs
to know.
He's got a cut on toddlers. Here we go.
Yep.
To counter boredom, use a film on an iPad.
Oh,
right. Well, I mean, that's what I would have
told you that.
I would have gone there first.
Yeah.
Giving toddlers food is second.
Right.
Snacks always help.
Yeah. I mean, this is working for me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It stops me having a tantrum. You're basically just going through like the Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah.
Films and
everyone gets business class.
So. A film will put off tantrums by 18 minutes.
Right.
Giving toddlers food will buy parents another 19 minutes.
Yeah.
Blocking out noise with music gives you 14 minutes.
That's good, yeah.
By using all four methods, Professor Crawford said that parents should be able to get through a flight to France or Spain, quote, without any problems.
Yeah.
Maybe give all those things to the other passengers.
Yeah, or maybe let Crawford try it. See how he gets on.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
This is the 4-7 thing on Radio X. Dr. Sir Templeson's here. Little Simon's here. Big Simon here. Most importantly, you're here. Except, slightly more importantly than that, here's the Woodman. Every single day of the week, the Woodman lifts us, inspires us, thrills us with tales of during do and bravery and courage and just good-naturedness.
Sure.
Today...
Sure.
Gav has for a hero a man-eater. It's always the case on a Monday. A creature heroic by dint of the fact it dares challenge the beastly dominion of man. Gav, who dares challenge man today?
Well, I thought I'd found all the dangerous bovines, but there's another one.
Is there?
Yeah, I mean, I've already done the Cape buffalo, which is the most dangerous, really. Yeah. That's the only bovine that's never been domesticated. I quite like the fact that it's got that record.
Of course you do, because it's where you're from, eh?
Also, I've done the Asian water buffalo, the American bison, even the wild yak, Bos mutus.
Nice.
But today, Johnny, we have the gaur, Bos gaurus, a.k.a. the Indian bison. It's the largest of all cattle. It's found in India, China, Vietnam, Nepal, Thailand, Bhutan, even Laos. It's described as a, quote, strong, massively built bovine. I'm going to show you a picture of
Can
one.
Can I just say Laos, incidentally, if your children are doing anything wrong and you're out in public,
yeah,
it's a great word to scream at them in a sort of vaguely Nam accent. You just go, Laos, Laos!
Wow.
I don't know why, it just...
It sounds scary.
It's quite deer hunter.
Okay, so the adult males are dark brown, almost black in colour. They have a pale colouring on the head and legs, almost a white colour down on the legs. They have a short, fine, glossy fur on the hide. And classic Viking horns. This is a gaur, Johnny. There's a picture of one.
Oh, my God.
Just picture a bison without the woolly coat.
It's so hench.
And look at the horns. And look at the ridge. Look at the ridge on top of the head there.
It just looks like a sort of...
vicious looking
thing. It actually looks like one of my calves.
It does look like one of your calf muscles. Well, after a day's leg day.
Oh, yeah. When I'm pumped.
Because it's really bristling with muscles there.
Or the fist emoji.
Absolutely right.
It's like the fist emoji on the darkest setting, yeah.
But it's just very muscular. The adult males can grow up to 1,500 kilograms, 1.5 metric tons. That's about 3,300 pounds. Their shoulder height.
Wait a second, that's like...
Shoulder height of 7'3".
That's a Range Rover, Gav.
It's massive.
That's the same weight as a Range, isn't it?
I don't know what a Range Rover's dimensions are.
Sorry, I'll look it up, Gav.
The wild gaur live in small herds of 8 to 11 with one bull. But the bull is not in charge. The herd is led by the oldest matriarch.
All
so the women
are
in charge.
All herds are.
I didn't know that, yeah. The males that are alone, they wander about looking for females. Their mating call can be heard a mile away. Absolutely amazing.
Hang on, and have you got it?
No.
Why can't we hear it?
Sometimes they join in with domestic cattle to graze on farmland, but then they get aggressive with the local cattle, and they even kill them sometimes. These things are cool. So strong, they'll kill a tiger that tries to attack them, or a crocodile.
Okay, Gav.
Quite common with that.
Okay,
that
there's only one thing you know I'm interested in.
Yes, they kill people. They do. In May this year, three people were gored to death. One of the men was just sat on his doorstep reading a newspaper. A wild gaur ran through the village and killed him. So every year, there's two or three people at least.
Ooh.
It's not good. It's not good.
Every year, there's how many?
Every year.
Okay, but Gav... Yeah. Can I say it's refreshing to have a bit of a body count?
Well, it is. I mean,
no, it's
I
nice.
Can,
no, this, I, recently you
I tried to find the stat per year, but no one's ever collated that. They just say that many people died from animal attacks. They wouldn't say how many.
Also, it's probably
involved.
Very rural, and it's all a bit
it's sporadic.
Off the
information. Also, and, I presume, like a bison, they can turn 180 on a sixpence. So just don't go near them. People take selfies with them, and they end up getting gored. And
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, I sort of don't mind.
Really
that.
Really shouldn't do that. Let's
it's
salute.
Cool.
Let's salute Bos gaurus.
Great time to take a human out during a selfie. It's a great time.
Bos gaurus.
The Bos gaurus. Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7. We salute you. Thank you very much indeed, Gav. Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Thank you so much for your welcome back, gang, text. Also, big thanks to Polly filling in for a week. Great job, Paul. Do you know what? Lots of people texting in to say, how can Gav
I know.
Mention
it's a really remiss of
a mating
me, yeah.
call of a vicious
a
bovine,
gaur, yeah.
a Bos gaur, yeah. A killer, a creature with man on its menu. In a sense, it kills people.
Yeah, sure.
But you mentioned the mating call. Normally, that is a tap-in.
Of course it is, yeah, yeah. I can't believe I didn't look it up.
I can't believe you didn't look it up.
Well, I have found a recording. It's a recording from very far away, but you can hear the noise it's making.
Gav.
You might want to turn this up slightly.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't go near.
Yeah. And there's a message there.
Yeah.
And the message is, beware. Right? This is not a mating call to hear close up.
No.
Okay, what do you got there, Gav?
Christ. God, I'd be running
Run!
So fast.
Run!
Get
go back to the
out of here.
Quickly, back to the Land Rover. Back to the Land Rover, everybody. Run! Run, Jeffrey!
X.
You were up at 4, baking pastries at 5, and open at 6. 100th cappuccino by 8, 200th customer by 9, and there's still 12 hours to go. That's why you need a business broadband that works as hard as you do. Introducing Sky Business. With 4G internet backup and our stay connected guarantee, that's better business. To find out more, visit skybusiness.com. Sky Fibre only, 30-second 4G activation or one-off credit. New customers, Pro Plus packs only. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Sheep or Lamborghini? Now, on the face of it, you're thinking, as you know, my ambition is to own an orange Lamborghini. You know why?
Why?
It says success.
It does, yeah. It tells other potential alpha males who the real big dog is.
Well, for a guy like me...
Sean.
It's...
Sean.
It's just my sort of car.
Uh-huh. Sean.
Do you know why, Gav?
Why?
Because I'm the kind of guy that eats pressure for breakfast.
Oh,
yeah?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I lunch on pain and wash it down with a bottle of ice cold Gain.
Sure.
Yeah?
I mean, you're a V12 kind of guy, aren't you?
When I go home at night, I eat me a whole plate of satisfaction with a mess of success on the side. Yeah? You know, I tell you something, Gav, yeah?
Yeah.
I swagger in my sleep.
Uh-huh.
I sleep swagger. Yeah? So I'm a Lambo kind of guy.
Sure.
I'm an orange ass Lambo kind of guy.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
But, wait. Two sheep have sold for more than 180,000 quid.
What?
More than Lamborghinis.
Why?
God.
Because they're a black-faced ram and a lamb. A shearling, they netted there as 90 grand each.
Literally a lamb, the price of a Lambo.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
The two top-selling rams, Ramborghini. God, I wish there was a Ramborghini.
Yeah, they should be, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I had a Lamborghini, I'd get it customised some way so that it would be the Ramborghini.
The Rambo.
The Rambo. Yeah. And I'd have huge horns on the back, like weird.
But also a bandana.
Yeah, definitely.
A ram wearing a bandana on the back. And so looking slightly sort of Satanistic.
Definitely.
Like that's what Satan
A Rambo.
A Rambo.
A Rambo.
And if you drive a Rambo, you tell people.
That's right.
Well, you wouldn't have to.
You wouldn't have to.
They'd see it.
That's right. Yeah.
It's not available with a roof.
Yeah.
The top-selling rams are shared among consortiums of farmers and are used. All they do is artificially inseminate used. That's all they do.
That's literally all they are.
They're literally there to tup.
Wow. For life.
Tupping.
And they're getting the stipendiary recompensing
right.
is very high.
But imagine having, just taking them through like town where there's Lamborghinis on, you just got your sheep.
Mm.
Right.
And not many people would be impressed. Someone goes, Christ alive.
Have you seen what he's got?
Right, no, but in London.
Yeah.
You do that in somewhere like Cardiff or Wrexham.
Right.
They're not even looking at the Lamborghini. You'd start going through what I call a sheep town.
That's right.
Right.
They'll be staring at it. Mm. Like you might get, say, a Londoner looking at a Lambo.
Yes.
Yeah. They'd be like, ooh. 180 grand.
I know they say they're more expensive and you can make money out of them, which of course Lambos depreciate. These are going to be more and more with every every visit.
Sure.
With every shake of the hips.
Uh-huh.
But I'd still, given the choice, I would what would you go? This is the big question.
Right.
Lamb or Lambo?
Or Lambo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Even though they're gonna do it.
Sure. God, it's a tough one.
Lamb.
You can't have one of each, can you? It doesn't go together.
The Lambo might give you the opportunity. No, I couldn't say that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's...
To make like a ram.
Johnny, if it's orange, I mean, there's nothing... You've got to take the Lambo.
I wouldn't care. Yeah. If I was a farmer, I had that money.
Yeah.
Or they... Say my dad was a farmer.
Yeah.
And he sent Jack Vaughan off to market.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
with 180 grand in his pocket.
Yeah, and you had to come back
little
with...
Little Jack Vaughan.
With those... With that lamb.
And he said, come home with a couple of lamb for me.
A decent lambo.
Decent couple of lambs. If I went past the Lamborghini garage, I'd be like Jack, the beanstalk.
Deal done.
I'd say, sorry, Dad.
Deal done. Also, they are really useful on a farm.
What, Lambert? Well, no, they do make tractors. They started as a tractor.
They did start as a tractor manufacturer.
Right.
Fiorucci. Everyone knows Lamborghini himself.
Because of Clarkson. But I'm still... Sunta, what are you going for?
Lambo, lamb.
I think I'll take the lambs.
Really?
I might flip them.
You're going to shepherd us them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Flip them for what? A Lambo?
For some cash.
Okay.
Yeah. Lamborghini is going to lose its value, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
whereas
yes, it is.
The,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That young lamb. Okay.
Shall I just say
a lot of
maintenance
life
as well? Yeah. Shall I just say why you're pathetic?
Why?
Because Lamborghinis are about now. Yeah.
They're so cool as well.
They're
sometimes.
Not about down the line.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying a Lamborghini because I want to break even or down the line. Or thinking about depreciation. Fool.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
I was just saying, if I could get that for every lamb, then obviously I'm going to go for the, you know, they
big right, yeah, just keep breeding them.
And I'll keep breeding them, I'll keep, but with the money I make, then I'm still going to buy Lamborghinis.
Yeah, you have
How
to,
many
yeah.
Lamborghinis are you going to end up with?
Loads.
It's endless.
All orange and identical.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah the same
like
year.
Like a yes. 300 car garage and just keep going.
Same, yeah.
All depreciating in value.
I just want to buy, no, because if I buy them all.
Yes, then you own them.
I own
them. And then you can release one to the market now and again.
A whole year of Lamborghinis. So sorry, one guy's bought them all.
Yeah, yeah.
If you see an orange Lamborghini for that year, yeah. Tej owns it.
He right. definitely owns it.
And
one of those guys that's got the same suit times 20 in his car.
And also, guys. Registrations, TJ1, TJ2.
Beautiful.
Except 7, which would be 007.
There must be an L4MB0. There must be a Lambo number plate that
don't,
someone's
I don't need
got.
It. Gav, TJ1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
TJ1, TJ2.
Today, I think... TJ12. Yes, I might go TJ17.
Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play our Cads Right. Late nights at the office, long work trips, boozy office parties. Roughly 85% of affairs begin in the workplace.
85?
Wow.
It's boring, isn't it?
I guess.
Boredom. Boredom, yeah. A mixture of boredom and booze.
Sure.
Deadly combination.
Yes. Boredom, booze.
And also familiarity.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Sure.
It's after a while, it's that thing, isn't it? Like, start, you never have guessed it. And then suddenly thinking, I don't know, I quite like the turn of her ankle. You know?
What, and she's thinking,
no, but you just,
I like a man in a suit.
Yes. But actually, he's got very kind eyes. Do you know what I mean? It's these little things.
Sure. Hey, listen, pinstripes are sexy.
No, but sometimes, Gav,
yeah.
The most beautiful woman on earth, has that impact when you first see them.
Sure.
But every day after that, they're never as beautiful, right?
Right, okay, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean.
But sometimes, you know, the turn of the ankle. Right? Sometimes you think, but I rather like that walk. The way she sashays past the photocopier.
Sure.
You
sure.
know what I mean, though, Gav?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
I quite like those hairy hands of his. I like a man with hairy hands.
I like a hairy man.
And then I noticed he had those sort of nice chubby wrists.
That's right, and a strong forehead.
I always liked a man with a strong forehead and a chubby wrist.
A strong forehead.
A strong forehead. Anyway.
Go on.
But that's why, you know, you notice these things.
Yep.
I like the way he breathes.
Oof.
No, it's slightly heavy.
Like the way he eats a Werther's.
When he calls me up and he puts me on pause, he sometimes forgets and I can hear him heavy breathing.
Stop it.
Expert survey 3,800 individuals across the UK to ultimately reveal the industry is serving as hotbeds for workplace affairs.
Right. Okay.
Suds. Do you want to play?
Yes.
I bet you do.
Heads or tails?
Because the news department is the worst.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on in
news. Oh, yeah. It's like a cruise liner over
Literally,
there.
It's like a love boat. It's like a love boat, Kate.
Yeah, it is. Exactly like that.
Tails.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails. Right, here we go. We're going to start with engineering and manufacturing.
Oh.
So... These of those who have confessed to infidelity.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number
lower.
Of affairs. Right. Okay. We go higher or lower. Yeah. It's just more likely to, you know.
Yeah.
So we're in engineering and manufacturing, but do you think healthcare, more affairs?
Yes, higher. A lot of stress and that kind of thing.
But also doctors, you know.
And also, it's like a 24-hour job, isn't it? So you're there in the middle of the night.
It is. Yeah,
Let me
yeah.
take a look.
Pop your clothes on the stool.
If you'd just like to...
Let's take a look at you.
Yeah, just pop your clothes off. We shouldn't even joke. We're a bit near the mark here, actually.
Oh, stop, man, it, yeah. Stop
because, it. Because this is sort of healthcare.
Sure.
Right. We're with healthcare. Mm-hmm. But do you think property and construction...
Oh.
Affairs are having on a building
no, but property,
site.
Come on.
Yeah.
Property. Let me show you around.
Yeah, yeah so is, true, it, yeah. Is it putting estate agents in with builders?
Yeah, right.
This is the master
industry.
Room. This is the,
okay.
This is the centre of operations.
I'm going to say lower.
Lower.
It is lower, yeah. Sweeping through, this is the, I suppose, the rec room, but you could use it for whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. So, information technology. Do we think that's...
IT, wow.
Higher or lower than property and construction? Have you seen this? Have you seen this website?
Lower.
It is lower, yeah.
Wow.
You're really good at this one. Okay. We're with information technology.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think...
Don't say Zumba classes.
No,
oh, that's
say
not the office, is it?
I'm going to say the armed forces.
Oh, my God.
The armed forces.
Higher.
Definitely higher.
Right, no, it's lower.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Bunch of liars.
Yeah. Bunch of absolute liars.
Bunch of liars.
Arr.
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 So have you had a fair?
No.
No.
Arr.
No, sir.
No, no. Only not since
not since we
set sail, not since the last port, sir. So with armed forces, Gav.
Yes.
Hospitality and events management.
Oh, that's got to be higher.
It is higher. Well done, Gav.
Yeah.
I think you're going to surf this one home now. You ready?
Go on.
We're with hospitality and events.
Yeah.
Which is you know, but do you think transport and logistics? Higher or lower than hospitality and events management?
Ooh, that's got to be lower.
It's higher.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Transport and logistics?
Yes.
What?
Lorry drivers.
What? Oh, I guess, yeah, but I mean...
Come on, Gav.
Yeah.
Basically land-based sailors.
They are. They are land sailors.
They are land-based sailors, yeah. Certainly.
Write that down, Harry.
Well, they're more bargees.
They are. They're ship's captains of a type,
aren't they? Tarmac bargees on the tarmac canals.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Land-based. Merchantman.
Right. Oh, man.
With the rigging.
It's back to you, since.
Right.
We're with logistics.
We're with transport and logistics. But do you think teacher training and education higher than transport and logistics?
Yeah, higher.
Exactly right. Come on, teachers.
Yeah.
Can't hold it down, can they, teachers?
Yeah.
And teachers are in the papers every day for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Shocking lot.
Sure.
Absolutely shocking.
No more.
Right, with teacher training and education, but do you think sales is higher or lower?
Higher.
Of course it is. You won the game. Congratulations. In order, at number 10, armed forces, then information technology, accountancy, property and construction, engineering and manufacturing, hospitality and events, transport logistics, healthcare, teacher training, then sales.
Sales.
X.
You were up at 4, baking pastries at 5, and open at 6. 100th cappuccino by 8, 200th customer by 9, and there's still 12 hours to go. That's why you need a business broadband that works as hard as you do. Introducing Sky Business. With 4G internet backup and our stay connected guarantee, that's better business. To find out more, visit skybusiness.com. Sky Fiber only, 30-second 4G activation or one-off credit. New customers, Pro Plus packs only. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Hey, Gav.
Mm-hmm.
Look, see that Daily Star there? Watch this. No. I've got everything on it. Watch this.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's all gone on the floor.
No, I didn't. I did the tablecloth trick.
Superbly. Partly.
Sorry, I had all the empty cans.
Nearly dropped your cigarette case.
I know, but look at all the cans. And look at the cut glass. Look at the decanter.
Wow.
Still there.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid South End has fallen.
Is it really?
How so?
South End has fallen.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
To bedbugs.
Oh, my God.
It's all over again.
What are we going to do? Build a wall around South End and not let anyone in or out?
I don't know, Gab, but I do know this, right?
Yeah.
The city is in the grip of bitey psycho nasties. That's what paper did I read? Oh, no, it was the Daily Star.
Sure.
Because it almost sounds like the sort of copy that drips off the pages of The Economist.
Does.
But it's not.
It really does, yeah.
It's not. For a second, you thought, that sounds a bit highbrow for them.
Bitey psycho nasties.
Nasties, yes.
Nasties.
Yes. As opposed to the psycho yob birds, which is seagulls.
Yeah.
So a city is now too far gone after seeing a dramatic rise in bed bug cases.
Wow.
I remember the first time... Shall I tell this story or not? No, I'm not going to tell this story.
Okay.
No, it was about the it's about the first time in my life I ever saw a friend ill on alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like teenagers.
Right.
Someone really overdoes it.
Yeah.
And he was being helped out by someone's elder brother.
Yeah.
Who was a hippie.
Right.
And he was worshipping the... He was chatting to God on the big white telephone.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the older brother was being quite nice, but he looked up. He was a hippie.
Yeah.
And he looked up. We were going, is he all right? He looked up and he just went... He's far gone, brother. So one of those scenes.
And Southend is far gone, is it?
Yeah, it is. But it's too far gone.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty funny. So I remember to this day looking at, he's far gone, brother. But looking back at it, he was a kid's only 17 or something.
Yeah, right.
The older brother. But at the time, he sort of really seemed like a grown-up.
Like a grown-up,
So how have they decided that Southend is too far gone?
Because there's been a dramatic rise in bed bug cases.
Right, right.
I've got to say, since the news is happening, the trouble about itchy things is they are sort of psycho...
Thematic.
Yeah.
I really
like everything feels like bed bugs now.
It's very rare I lose confidence halfway through a word, but I really did. Thank you, Sunti. You were really there for me.
It's okay.
You're right. It was psycho...
Thematic.
Exactly right.
But I also questioned myself as I said,
I know, that's what was quite weird. If you're going to question it, if you're going to finish words for me, please do it with confidence.
I will try in future.
Please be sure you're coming in, because I could have gone psycho and you went, pathic?
Okay, so Southend, is there a direct route from Paris to Southend?
Yes, the channel.
Of course,
swim.
Of course. And it's a coastal town. That means we need to wall it off, otherwise it's going to spread up through the country.
Yeah. Or just literally, you could easily dig a trench there with the right amount of high explosives.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Or just burning oil.
Just fill it with burning oil.
Yeah.
Right. Into the sea, Gav.
Sure. There'll be people there because it's half term as well. There'll be people on their jollies who are then going to take all those bed bugs back all over the country.
What a treat that would be. Can we go to the South End for the week, Mum?
Maybe they could do like a Chinese government Wuhan style hosing down of the streets with the sort of de-bedbugging powder.
Gav, I say Lex Luthor style, San Andreas fault. I'm just saying you can build a trench. Put the high explosives in there and put it down to coastal erosion, frankly.
Interesting. Those bed bugs are creeping north, aren't they?
They really are. Well, not really, no. They've not. What, at Southend?
Well, that's just the beginning,
miles
John.
Up north.
I bet you there's some itchy people just in Swindon as we speak.
Right up there in Southend.
Yeah,
they've reported a 30% jump in cases in the city since August. Wow. Comes after a widespread infestation that affected first Paris, now London.
London!
Yes, London. Southend City Pest Control Managing Director Kirk Day believes it's due to commuting on bedbug-ridden trains, especially to and from London. He said...
London?
He said, we're too far gone. It's at the point where it's going to be very hard to get back to how it was a few years ago. And then he says, you've got people infested via public transport, houses of multiple occupancy, care homes. He said...
What, is he a mod?
Yeah.
Just wait. This is Kirk Day. He says, we're working with Essex and South End councils to get them to deal with the wider issue. That's what he said.
That bit at the end, that was on the quote.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how we're going to manage. I grew up in South End, says one listener. What a perfect excuse to not have to visit my family. Thank you. Do you know what? Vanessa's claiming this bed bug. She's claiming to be itchy. She's going, it's definitely itchy.
Yeah.
And I say, they can't happen on one side of the bed, Vanessa.
No, that's right. You'd be
and
both of you.
Says they could do. I said, you can't.
A really choosy bed bug.
She tastes nicer.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
So we got down to that whole thing of like, because I've got such low body fat.
They can't get through your hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like literally trying to bite steel.
Sure. Sure, it's like a truck tire to them.
Yes. To them, it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
You know those ones that,
those quarry trucks, those really big ones, where the tire's like the size of a house.
Say, yeah. I find them slightly fascinating.
They're amazing because they look really small.
I sort of want to really just sort of take one on a road trip.
Me too.
Just sort of take it on the road at quite a good speed.
Yeah.
Just drive over cars. Yeah, just park cars.
Casually.
Yeah. What age do you think is the cutoff for anyone being impressed by monster trucks?
It's a great question.
97.
Do you think?
83, 96.
97.
Now, when do you just look at them and you just think, idiot? when does it go from wow to idiot?
I know. Well, about 5 minutes into watching it, usually.
No, but I'm saying...
and then it's over.
But what's the age? When you look at it going down the street, you know, think, wow, but he's so cool. To like, what a...
Joe still what goes.
What? Joe still goes to Monster
Truck? Joe Atwell off Danny Wallace, yeah.
It's like the car version of
Has
wrestling.
Has he become Joe off the Danny Wallace show? That's hilarious. That is so funny. Well, mind you, Steve, he's had it, hasn't he?
Yeah. Joe's hunting him down.
Yeah, Joe's, I mean, it's literally, he's really fast. Seen him off. Yeah, Steve, like I say, he's like, he's the equivalent of like Street Fighter, isn't he? No, there's some old games. It's in the attic now. Shoryuken! And someone else just saying about Southend, what's wrong with good old-fashioned napalm?
Yeah, well, you've got to think
great,
of all
great point, great point. Yeah. Radio X. That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Radio
X. When it comes to sticky Halloween cleanups, New Persil Ultimate Aloe Vera is our toughest non-bio liquid on stains, plus is crafted for sensitive skin. It's also designed to work in quick and cold washes, helping you save energy. So shop Persil Ultimate Aloe Vera at your local Tesco now. Quick and cold wash at 20 degrees C, 60-minute cycle.